The cost of knowing truth. We hear the Apostle Paul saying, "For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless." Note that Paul was as orthodox as it was possible to be. He was faithful to the Torah to the extent that he could call himself blameless. Whatever righteousness could be obtained by being obedient to the letter of the law, he had obtained. But Jesus came along and said, "For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." On the road to Damascus, Paul encountered this Jesus, but he was now resurrected and ascended. Now this Jesus was made both Lord and Christ. Therefore, Paul says, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death." Each of us has to answer this question for ourselves. Am I willing to count all things as loss in order to know the ascended Christ? For to know him is eternal life. How badly do I want to experience this life eternal? Am I willing to count everything as dung? Paul was willing to turn his back on all his orthodox religious teachings. Will I turn my back on mine? Can I lay aside all my doctrines, opinions, and concepts of God and allow God to reveal to me who or what he is? Paul was a Pharisee, educated by and just like the ones who said to Jesus, "We have one Father, even God." And Jesus responded, "If God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself,